Good evening and welcome to the Stratford Culleton's True Champions. I'm your host, Henry Hatterline. Tonight on the program, we'll take a look at the youngest Culleton team to win a championship. But first off, a brief review of what happened to the team between 1989-90 and 94-95. Following that championship year in 89-90, the Culletons would lose out in the league finals to the Waterloo Siskins. Then in 91-92, they would again lose out in the league finals. This time it was to the Kitchener Dutchmen. That was a fairly significant thing for the league because it marked the first time that a team other than Stratford or Waterloo would win the Midwestern League. The Dutchmen again defeated the Culletons the following year in the league finals in a classic seven-game series. Then the next year, 93-94, the Culletons would lose out in the league semifinals for only the second time in their history. And that was to their arch rivals, the Waterloo Siskins. Then came the year 1994-95, a year in which the Culletons would taste glory for the fifth time in 20 years.
The youngest Sutherland Cup team ever, certainly one of the most talented, was the 94-95 team. Mark Murphy won the scoring championship that year, 108 points. Boyd Devereaux was a 16-year-old on that team, and he had a great season before being drafted by the Kitchener Ranger organization. One of the veterans on the team, Bill McComb, he was a former Owen Sound Grays captain who didn't like the writing on the wall up in Owen Sound and decided he wanted a crack at a winning team, so they traded him off to Stratford, and he was named captain of this Culleton team. Culleton's had a few American imports in the team as well, but it was the youngsters, Jeff Zareff and Tavistock, local guy Jeff Martin, Eric Anderson, an American boy coming in for his first season with Stratford, Dennis Williams, another minor hockey product, Mike Devereaux, then Adam Patterson, an American boy, again, a very young one, 16 or 17 years of age. Darrell Green stepped up from the Minor Hockey Association on defense and a very solid year, played pretty well all the games. It was a team that I personally had some concerns about at the start of the year. I looked at the birth dates of all these players, and I said, talking to Jack Nairn, I said, this is all well and good, Jack. They look like hockey players, but you need some veterans, you need some experience out there. That, what are you going to do with this team when you have to go into Waterloo in March, on a fifth or sixth game of a playoff round? Jack says, don't undersell this team. He said, they are a lot tougher than their age would indicate, and he said, they are talented.
And now here with his comments is co-coach of that team, Jack Nairn.
They just kept getting better, and they had a lot of discipline and heart. Heart's a big word that we have to use a lot of too around here. And Devereaux played well for us, and we had some great hockey players on that club. Good goaltending too. That's the key to winning any series.
Matt Barnes, he was a great little goaltender and competitive. His head only went above the crossbar, but he could stop the puck, and he actually won a lot of games single-handedly for the Stratford Culletons.
Yeah, Matt Barnes is a great, one of the best couple of goalies to ever play here. The old Chuck team, 82-83, had a goalie by the name of Jim Samick, who was real good. But Matt Barnes deserved to be mentioned in the same breath. Matt Barnes was one of those players who his coaches told him he was too small to play midget, and then he was too small to play Junior B. He excelled at midget, he excelled at Junior B, arguably one of the best Junior B goalies, maybe ever. He got very little U.S. college interest. Finally, Western Michigan took him in May or June when they took him. He actually coached a team of seven-year-olds with me. And, he coached me that year. He was a great help. Off that team of seven-year-olds, five kids became full-time goalies, which is probably, there's 13 kids on that team, and now five of them playing that full-time. Which maybe says a lot about Barnes' influence on those kids. Because he wasn't very big, other teams ran him. I think that year that two or three times he got absolutely flattened. A couple of the suspensions, like absolutely flattened. Mm-hmm. I know of at least two of the players got 10-game suspensions for running him. The hits were so significant. Both times that Barnes, got up, got his gear together, went back in the net and stopped pucks. Right. I mean, that's that's the sort of guy he was. You know, he said, you know, I guess I could leave the ice or something. The one time he got flat and the trainer went to come out, and he motioned the trainer to stay on the bench. And he said, no, he's I'm fine.
Here's Clark Heyman talking about Perry Ohm.
What put them over the top, no question about it, was the deadline acquisition of Perry Ohm. What a contribution he made, and just a great, experienced junior B defenseman. And, Perry just put the icing on the cake for that championship team.
Here's manager of the Culletons, Dennis Flanagan Sr., telling us how the team reacted when he told them that he had acquired Perry Ohm.
When I told the team that night that we acquired new player Perry Ohm from Bristol, God, the guys were just so thrilled. They all clapped, and God, they thought that was really great. And it turned out to be, you know, just that.
Here is Stratford Culleton player Eric Anderson, who was on that championship team.
That was great. That was one of the best feelings of my life. Quite an honor. There were a lot of great players that year. We had great depth. You know, we had the Mark Murphys and the Jeff Halper and all that. And that's an honor to be on a team like that. It's such a successful team. You got guys in university now and OHL, drafted in NHL. I mean, unbelievable.
Join us next time on the program as we'll finish our look at the Culleton's most recent OHA championship team. I'm Henry Hatterline saying thank you for listening to the Stratford Culleton's True Champions.